It's time for Focus, a weekly public affairs presentation of Simmons Multimedia.
Welcome to Focus. I'm Nick Borlich. With summer finally here, kids are out of school, and with warm temperatures becoming more regular in the forecast, families are more likely to go and be out and about. But that does bring with it the danger of heat stroke for children left in unattended cars. Today I'm speaking with Karma Hansen, coordinator with Safe Kids Grand Forks. Now, Karma, how often do we see instances of heat stroke impacting kids in eastern North Dakota and northwest Minnesota?
Well, thank you for the question, and thanks for having me on today. Every year, there's about 39 children in the United States who actually die of heat stroke after being left in a hot car or gaining access to a car. Fortunately, we've only had one incident that has occurred in North Dakota in recent years. We've had our neighboring state of Minnesota who has had more than that. So it's not hugely common, but that being said, it's also parents and caregivers are not very familiar that this is an injury risk area. You know, if we were to talk about going to the lakes, people know they need to have their kids in life jackets, or they know that they need car seats or bike helmets. They know that they should have a fire escape plan. They're pretty basic knowledge. But when you start talking to parents or caregivers about the dangers of heat stroke, I call it a you don't know what you don't know topic, because it's amazing how many times a parent or caregiver will say to me, oh my gosh, I never knew that that was an issue or that could happen. And so we really need parents and caregivers and really everybody to kind of sit up and pay attention to this risk area, because it can happen. And it happens to really good parents. So the people that say, oh, I'm a good mom, I would never leave my child alone in the car, are the ones that make me nervous, because if they think that it couldn't happen to them, they're likely to not take the steps that are going to help prevent these types of tragedies from occurring.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was going to ask you, that, you know, there always seems to be that stigma about these kind of situations that you might see it on the news and they'll say, oh, that child must have terrible parents. But as you're saying, that kind of instance can happen to anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a group in the United States that tracks these types of incidences. And in fact, on their Facebook page and their website, they have stories of parents where, you know, they have offered to share their story in the effort to try to raise awareness to this topic and prevent tragedies such as this from happening to others. And it's happened to principals and lawyers and nurses and doctors and, you know, people that you would think of as intelligent, highly reputable people in our community. It hits all ages and demographics, and it's just a very, very tragic situation. Over half of these incidents occur when a child is actually left or forgotten in the back seat of the car, meaning that the parent or caregiver got to where they were going and forgot to take the child out. Now, if you imagine a parent that maybe is up with a newborn throughout the night and, feeding and tired, exhausted, maybe they take a different route to work, or maybe they're not the person that normally drops the child off. Maybe they do pickup, and today they were supposed to do drop-off, and they take a different route to work because of road construction, and all of a sudden their routine is off. Those are oftentimes the things that set these type of incidents off, and so that I forgot them in the back of my car happens over half the time. That being said, there is also a certain percentage where the child has gained access to the vehicle in that a car was left unlocked on a driveway or in a garage. They've gotten in and they can't get out. And this is where I want all your listeners to pay attention, because even if you don't have kids within your house, if you have a car that's parked on your driveway, there are kids in the neighborhood who could potentially get into that vehicle. So always lock the car, put the keys up and out of sight, out of reach, even if it's in a garage or in your own driveway, just to prevent those types of tragedies from occurring.
I was looking at your Facebook page, and it looks like back on July 3rd, Safe Kids Grand Forks was holding a demonstration at the All True Health System Clinic in East Grand Forks to explain just how quickly temperatures can change between just being outside and inside of a closed vehicle. Could you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So when we did that demonstration on July 3rd, it was about 73 degrees outside when we set our display up. And we have an outside thermometer, and then we have a thermometer that we put on inside of the vehicle. And we know that within about the first 20 minutes, the temperature is going to go up about 19 to 20 degrees in the first 20 minutes that that car is shut off and there's not an air conditioner running in it. The temperatures inside that vehicle, or any vehicle, will usually get to be about 40 to 50 degrees hotter than the outside temperature. So it doesn't take a 100-degree day for it to be very hot inside. You know, on a mild 70-degree day, you could be looking at temperatures of 120 degrees inside that car. And what we know is that children's body temperatures overheat 3 to 5 times faster than that of an adult. So if you, for example, pull into a parking lot and you as an adult shut that car off, and in 10 minutes you're feeling miserably hot and it's unbearable, the reality of it is that a child would have probably been feeling the effects of that significantly sooner because of the fact that their bodies can't regulate the same way that an adult can. We know that cracking the window does very little to change that temperature inside of the car. And so having those kids out of the car and not, you know, not have access to it is really important. Many of our cars have an auto shut off, so they'll run for a while after they're parked, but then they automatically shut off. So if you run into the post office or the grocery store or, you know, wherever and think it's going to be a quick trip and you get delayed, your car may have shut off during that time to a point where a child that might have been left inside of it could be feeling those effects of that hot temperature inside of the vehicle.
Okay. So in that case, then, if a person just needs to run into the post office or a store or anything like that, even just for a few minutes, even if they crack open the windows and maybe even they just try to park in the shade, that probably wouldn't help that much at all?
I would say no. I would say take that child inside with you. Again, sometimes those quick visits can turn into a phone call or you meet somebody that you start chatting with, and all of a sudden that quick trip is turned into a much longer time, and that child is left alone in that vehicle, could run into trouble. Again, you know, you hope that it doesn't happen, but it has, and you'd hate to be the parent or caregiver in which that child was under your care, they suffered the effects of heat stroke. Now, the other thing we'll tell people is if you do see a child in a vehicle and there is not a parent or caregiver around, that you should look and assess that child. If they're awake and, you know, running around in the car, you know, they're clearly, fine, you could maybe pause a minute to try to take some time to find that adult caregiver. If you question whether the child is doing okay or not, I would recommend that you call 911. You will get emergency providers there very quickly who, number one, they know how to break and enter a vehicle without injuring the occupant of that vehicle. The other thing is that they know how to render first aid to that child inside the vehicle should they need, which is, you know, get them out of the car, get them into the shade, get them into cool water, that kind of thing, to try to start to cool their core body temperature down. Once the body temperature hits 107 degrees, you're going to see death and brain death that occurs at that temperature. So rapidly responding is really important. And your call to 911 is not about getting anybody into trouble. It's about the fact that you could potentially be saving the life of a child. So don't worry about a broken window. Don't worry about, you know, getting somebody in trouble. That's not what it's about. It's really about being an advocate for that child and getting them out of what could be a potentially really dangerous situation.
Okay. And in that regard, then, if someone sees a child alone in a car on a warm day, obviously you're saying they should call 911. But is there any instance that they should, you know, act upon themselves and try to break into the car themselves to try to save the child?
Absolutely. If you notice any color change to that child, that they're very, very, very pale, or you notice a dusky color to that child, if you cannot see the chest of that child visibly, you know, going up and down as they're breathing, that would be a sign. Lots of things that I think you'll take that cue as to whether, you know, you bang on the window and if that child is unresponsive and not waking up or crying or responding in some way, tells you that you probably need to get in. Now, the window to break is probably not the one that's closest to the child. Go to one that's in the trunk or the windshield, or, you know, if the child is in the back on the passenger side, go to the driver's side window and break that one as a way to get in there and get that child up. Obviously, first you can check to see if the doors are unlocked, and if they are, that's, you know, your way to gain entry into that. But if not, certainly you could break that window. And again, your Good Samaritan laws are going to protect you in that incident, you know, and law enforcement, I promise they'll be on your side if it comes to you saying, you know, I felt like this child was in danger, I couldn't get in, couldn't identify, you know, a caregiver, and I felt like I needed to act.
Karma Hansen with Safe Kids Grand Forks. Karma, is there anything else that you would like to add before I let you go?
Well, I would mention this. The incident that occurred in North Dakota several years ago, that mom has been a partner of ours with Safe Kids Grand Forks for many years in telling her story of this heat stroke tragedy. We do have a video on our webpage. If you go to safekidsgf.com, and then on our webpage, you will see there is a it says our safety information up at the top, and if you click on that and go to the child passenger safety section, it's called Kate's Story, and it is a very poignant video that Andrea has done about that and how she didn't realize that it was an issue or could be a potential problem, how you can, you know, prevent this from happening, you know, be that we've got little vinyl orange clings you can put on your window as a reminder to check the back. There are certain car seats that you can get that have a chest clip that if you, your cell phone that it's connected to and that chest clip are separated, that it will send a message to the phone. There are, you know, systems you can set up where mom and dad message each other when the child has been dropped off, that kind of thing. Maybe you've got a daycare provider that will call in the event that the child isn't dropped off. There's a lot of ways to prevent these type of things from happening, and we have a lot of those great tips on our website, which again is safekidsgf.com. I would also say that if listeners from your community are interested, we do have a lot of handouts and materials. We will be coming up to a lot of the communities in Northeast North Dakota over the summer doing car seat checkup events. We have partnered with State Farm and Safe Kids Worldwide, and they've been a really great sponsor of a lot of our heat stroke messaging and our car seat checkup events that we do all throughout the region. So look at our webpage for when we'll be in and around communities in Northeast North Dakota. We've got a link right on the front page of our website listing those checkup event dates and times, and then stop by to see our heat stroke display and also get your car seat checked, because that's what we're here. We're not here to judge anybody if it's used wrong. We're here to help make it a little bit safer so you can drive and ride with confidence that those young kids in car seats are being properly restrained.
All right, fantastic. All right, well, again, that was Karma Hansen, coordinator with Safe Kids Grand Forks. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day, Karma, and yeah, you have a great weekend.
Absolutely, and thanks to you and all your listeners for having us.
You've been listening to Focus, a weekly public affairs presentation of Simmons Multimedia Stations. Time is available for responsible opposing viewpoints. Contact the Simmons Station at 701-256-1080 for more information. Join us again next Sunday morning at this time for Focus.